AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon. Brought to us all by Linex, Protective Coatings and Truck Accessories, Raleigh's, Barton Walter Creer CPAs, Hanson Paving, and our friends at Coils, Flags and Flagpoles. Joining us now is John Pappas. John Pappas is from Idea Growth, an advocate for responsible internet gaming policies. John is he's the leader of the legislative program there and has been following the laws making their way through, gambling laws, the Minnesota Senate, and joins us now. John, welcome to Ox in the Afternoon, sir.
Great to be on, Ox. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. You know, we had some of the guys on from a couple of Wisconsin Indian casinos, a couple months ago, when the governor gave mm-hmm. them the permission to do sports betting at their casinos, and they're really excited about it, and you know, they're going to be expanding their facilities and building sports books and all that. Minnesota still not doing it, apparently, and other gambling laws. But, John, what are you hearing as far as that and other gambling in Minnesota?
Well, we're certainly hearing some positive developments. Just yesterday, a group of senators held a press conference to talk about the need to get legislation done for sports betting in Minnesota. And we think it's a unique group of lawmakers that have come together. And most importantly, we believe that there could be a compromise reached where sports betting can happen through the tribal properties that are throughout the state and ensure that the tribal governments and those important entities are supportive of how sports betting would happen. I think when we think about sports betting, people obviously think about going to a brick-and-mortar casino and placing a bet.
Yeah.
But the most popular form of sports betting is really done through mobile phones and on the Internet. So finding a way to ensure that Internet sports betting is part of what Minnesota decides, I think, is going to be vitally important to its success, because you're really only going to capture a very small portion of the market and potential revenue if you only did in-person retail-only sports betting.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you. I'm going to run this down real quick, John. The senators yesterday who released this bill, Republican Roger Chamberlain from Lionel Lakes, Carla Bigham, Democrat from Cottage Grove, Julia Coleman from Waconia, Republican, Karen Housley, Republican from Stillwater, and Republican Mark Curran of Chisago. So those are the senators who were involved in the rolling out of this. And they've kind of been, at least most of them, have been involved in trying to expand legalization of gambling in Minnesota for years now. So, John, if with the expansion and the inclusion of this Internet gambling, is that then somehow run through like a Indian casino site? Is that so it's technically still Indian casino gambling?
Correct. There's a model for this already in other states. So Michigan and Arizona both have tribal licensed internet gaming. In Michigan, it's not just sports betting. It's also casino-style gaming that's offered over the internet, and it's run through the Indian tribe. In Arizona, it's limited to sports betting. So there is a model to have this done where the tribes are the license holders, but what they typically do would partner with well-known brands like a DraftKings or FanDuel or BetMGM or PointsBet, and they would partner with the tribal entity to offer the online platform to consumers. So a consumer in Minnesota may see the name of the tribe, but also associated with DraftKings or FanDuel, one of these big companies that people are familiar with.
Okay, and so this would also allow the Indian casinos to have like a sports book on site too. Is that how you
Correct.
Read this?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think retail it wouldn't make sense just to have only mobile. That's only actually in one state does that today. Tennessee is the only state that just has mobile only, and that's because they have no land-based casinos in the state. But if you have a land-based casino industry, whether it's tribal or commercial, you definitely want to have retail sports books. And even in other states, like in Maryland, for instance, there's going to be retail sports books at stadiums, sports stadiums, and retail sports books at OTBs, which are off-track betting parlors. So every state handles it differently. I think, obviously, Minnesota is unique because the only gaming that happens there is run through the tribal entities. So I think we need to be very sensitive to ensure that they're going to be supportive of this measure and to get them on board. The reality is that it's happening all around Minnesota today. Literally, you guys are an island in Minnesota and with legal sports betting all around you. So it would be great to have some compromise where the tribes and the online sports books and everybody can come together to get a bill done that's not only good for consumers, but ultimately for the state and producing some new tax revenues.
Well, I was just going to ask you that. So you're an advocate for this with Idea Growth. And what, you know, so the selling points, you know, how is this, and you hit on some of them, I guess, but I'll let you expound upon that. How is this better for all of us to have this pass?
Well, I think the first thing we have to remember is that there's sports betting going on in Minnesota today. Right? Whether it's a street corner bookie or someone using their phone or their computer to access an app based in, you know, Antigua, people are betting on sports today in Minnesota. They're doing so without any meaningful consumer protections, without any guarantee that the money that they put on there that they're going to get back, without any guarantee that, you know, that the games, that they're getting fair odds and that, you know, also, you know, ensuring that there's age verification, ensuring that there's resources for problem gambling. All of that happens in the regulated market. And that's really, I think, in my mind, the first and foremost benefit to regulation is taking an industry that we know is already in the black market and turning it into one that is licensed, regulated, and safe for the consumer, and that we're making sure that only the people that we think should be doing this should be doing it. So whether it's 18 or 21, whatever the decision is in Minnesota, is to ensure that, you know, the right people are doing it and they're doing it responsibly. Now, the next leg of the stool there is that there is revenue to be raised from this. You know, depending on tax rates, depending on the fees to actually get a license, we're talking about tens of millions of dollars annually that could be raised by the state by doing this. And now, is tens of millions of dollars going to change, you know, the entire budget landscape in Minnesota? No, but it's meaningful revenue that's really just being lost today, and that could be used to support a lot of very important causes in the state.
Well, John, interesting to see, you know, the bipartisan effort here now, and they've been working on this for a long time. I know Roger Chamberlain has, Senator Chamberlain in Minnesota, and every year it seems like they keep thinking they've got, they're getting closer, but for some reason it doesn't convert. Are we seeing parallels in other states? I mean, are we seeing multiple proposals trying to get this legalized in other states, and they just keep failing? And if so, is there a trend of success building its way towards here, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I think the trend has been success. We went from Nevada really being the only state with legal sports betting in 2018 to now 35 states.
What, in four years? Seriously?
In 4 years.
Wow.
Yep, in 4 years.
Right.
35 states. That includes the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. So there, like I said, Minnesota is really on the outside looking in on this.
Wow.
It's a proven opportunity for states. It's a proven, I mean, it's a, you know, from a political standpoint, it's proven to be very popular. You know, it's not as if you are offending a meaningful group of voters, or I shouldn't say meaningful, a large group of voters by legalizing sports betting. I think a lot of people recognize that, hey, it's happening right now.
Okay.
It's happening out of our control. We're far better off if we legalize it. So yeah, 35 states already doing this. And so I think the momentum to get it done in Minnesota, and I think getting it done this year would make the most sense for all the stakeholders involved.
Well, some of the points you've made, really interesting. I've noticed a rash of commercials. I think there were some during the Super Bowl, but even before that, maybe during the playoffs or whatever it is, watching the NFL. But there are people on there, talking about legalized gambling, and they're almost talking you out of it because they're advocating for all this help that's out there. That this money that goes to help, telling you don't gamble, set your limits, right? Set your limits and stay with your limit. Don't over gamble. Been an awful lot of that out there.
That's good. Honestly, that's good. I think in my opinion, for every commercial that's out there to encourage people to set up an account and bet, there should be one that encourages them that, hey, if you're going to do that, do it responsibly. I think that's the mandate of the industry. Our organization, Idea Growth, takes that very seriously. We have a responsible gaming pillars that we expect all of our members, 30-plus members, to abide by. So responsible gaming is important. And I think someone famously said on The Sopranos, you want to bet with your head, not over your head.
I'd accept that as an axiom. Idea Growth is the company. Are you working directly with our legislators? Are you lobbying in Minnesota?
Our organization has not retained a lobbyist there, but I have spoken over the years with a number of the lawmakers, including Senator Chamberlain and others over the year. But that may be changing. We may get more actively involved as this legislation proceeds.
But you are intimately aware of, anyway, the players and the legislation, obviously, and everything here in Minnesota.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We're a nationwide organization, so we focus on states throughout the country, and obviously we view Minnesota as a very important part of the puzzle, and like I said, Minnesota is really the missing piece of the Midwest right now.
Idea Growth is the company, and John Pappas joining us, heading their legislative program. Thanks for enlightening us. Appreciate it, and we'll be following it. They got 3 months to make this decision.
I hope they do. I hope they do the right thing. And Ox, I really appreciate you having me on. Let me know if we can be of help to you in the future.
As this progresses, we will. Thank you, John.
Great. Thank you.
John Pappas from Idea Growth on KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon. There you go, Kate. All kinds of things now. So this involves Indian casinos. This involves online. Bipartisan, Democrat and Republican, male and female. Actually, I'm not sure if the Democrat adheres to one of the two acceptable genders on this show anyway, on Ox in the Afternoon, but whatever that is, it appears to be male and female. Well, I guess the Republicans, there's a male and a female, so that still works. Male, female, Democrats, Republicans, in it together. How, why? Urban, rural legislators. Okay. Thoughts on that? 251-1990. Open lines coming up after 4:30. We've covered a ton of ground today. Whatever's on your mind, and still waiting for Putin to attack the Ukraine. 423, this is KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon.